Chapter 2
"Man, Mrs. Henley is really getting on my nerves," Lionel complained at lunch, holding the sealed white envelope in his hands. "It ain't right that she always picking on me."
"She like that with everybody," Dontrell said, inspecting the spongy chicken patty on his plate.
"I'm about to ask if I can switch classes or something."
"They won't let you," said Desmond Hodden, one of the other guys at their lunch table. Everyone called him Des. Lionel met him over the summer at the Police Athletic League. His uncle was Lionel's coach.
"And even if they do, you might end up with Mr. Mitchell. My brother had him last year and says he's even worse," Desmond added.
Lionel knew Desmond was talking about Cooper, his older brother, a popular junior at Bluford.
"Yeah, well, I ain't gonna make it to next year if this keeps up," Lionel muttered.
"Why didn't you just read that poem?" Desmond suggested.
"I mean, I know it's whack, but maybe she'd stop bugging you."
Lionel shrugged and took a bite of his chicken patty. He couldn't tell Desmond the truth, that when he read, he sounded like a second grader. If they heard him read, the whole freshman class would never stop teasing him. There was no way he would let that happen.
"Man, why should he?" said Dontrell. "I think what you said was right, L. I ain't feeling those poems neither," he added, looking at Lionel. "But it's not all bad. Mrs. Henley wasn't the only one watching you in class today."
"What are you talking about?"
"Open your eyes, bro. Didn't you see Malika looking at you? That girl is fine. She got that sprinter's booty."
"You tripping, Trell."
"I'm serious. She's been checking you out all week. I know because I've been watching her. You gotta get the digits."
"Yeah, you gotta show her them skills you got on the court," said Desmond,
pretending to shoot an invisible ball.
"Nah, he gotta show her his moves off the court,"
Dontrell said, slapping hands with Desmond, who cackled loudly. Lionel felt his face suddenly burn with embarrassment.
"Man, both of you shut up," he said,
shaking his head and shoving another fork of soggy chicken into his mouth. Though he didn't admit it, he'd noticed Malika too. Lionel folded the envelope from Mrs. Henley and shoved it into his English textbook at the end of the day. It was the first time this year he was carrying a book home. He almost felt a little silly as he closed his locker.
"Don't tell me you're bringing that thing home," Dontrell teased,
pointing at the textbook as they walked out the front door of Bluford.
"Man, Mrs. Henley really got to you, didn't she?"
"No,"
Lionel huffed.
"I just needed something to carry this,"
he added, flipping the book open to show the envelope. Dontrell rolled his eyes.
"You gonna have your dad sign it?"
he asked as they passed Miss Spencer, Bluford's principal. She stood at her usual spot at the front doors of the school watching students exit. "You know Mrs. Henley's gonna ask for it Monday. She don't forget nothing."
"I know,"
Lionel grumbled. He had no idea what he was going to do about Mrs. Henley's note. If Dad saw it, he'd be furious. Maybe he'd make Lionel quit his weekend job at Nye's car wash or prevent him from trying to join the Bluford basketball team. Tryouts were Wednesday. But if Lionel didn't show Dad the note, Mrs. Henley would be all over him. She might call home or report him to Miss Spencer. Either way, he was in trouble.
"What you gonna do then?"
"Man, don't worry about it,"
Lionel snapped in frustration.
"It's my business, not yours, all right?"
"Yeah, whatever,"
Dontrell said, looking annoyed. Without a word, they walked down the crowded sidewalk and along the high steel fence that bordered Bluford's four blacktop courts. Three of the courts were empty, but on the last one, two guys were standing at the far end face to face. A small group of students gathered against the fence to watch them. Standing just outside the fence was Desmond Hodden. He was yelling something to one of the players, a tall, dark-skinned guy with thick arms and an angular face. As Lionel got closer, he could see the guy's head was shaved so close he was almost bald. He noticed something else, too. The guy had the same friendly eyes and wide jaw as Desmond, only he was bigger and much more muscular. Lionel knew right away that it had to be Cooper, Desmond's older brother.
"All right, Coop, let's do this," said the other player on the court, a stocky, onyx-eyed guy with tight cornrows.
He bounced the ball twice, his blue Bluford football t-shirt stretching tight across his chest.
"You may be able to handle your little brother, but there's no way you're ready to step to me."
"That's Steve Morris," Dontrell whispered. "He plays varsity football and basketball. I heard he got college scouts watching him for both sports."
Lionel recognized the name.
Steve has scored a touchdown in Bluford's win against Zamora High School a couple of weeks ago. The whole school had talked about it as if Steve was a hero. He had no idea Steve played basketball, too. Lionel walked up to the edge of the blacktop, stopping at a gap in the fence to get a good view. Several girls stood nearby talking and giggling, their eyes on the court. One of them was Tasha Jenkins, a curvy cheerleader with cinnamon skin and a cat-like face. She held a tiny pink camera phone in her skinny fingers, aiming it toward the court.
"Check it out, El," Dontrell whispered. "Tasha's filming this."
Next to Tasha was Jamie Wills, another cheerleader Lionel recognized from his lunch period. Standing behind them was an older, heavyset girl talking on a cell phone.
"Man, don't start that trash talking with me, Morris," said Cooper. "We both know your game ain't as fast as your mouth."
The older girl smiled.
"Come on, Coop," she cheered. "Show 'em how we roll so we can get out of here. We gotta go pick up my cousin, remember?"
Cooper bounced the ball once to Steve, who bounced it back, checking it into play. Then Lionel watched as the two exploded into a half-court game as rough as a boxing match. Cooper was fast, dribbling in, trying to push through and around Steve. But each turn he had with the ball ended in a jump shot with Steve right in his face. Cooper sank a few, but Steve scored more. He could jump higher than Cooper. He was a half second faster with each move. Steve's last basket came when Cooper appeared to have him cornered at the baseline. Suddenly, he spun off Cooper and with a burst of speed, raced toward the basket, making an incredible leap. Lionel watched as he sailed through the air, jamming the ball through the hoop in a thunderous dunk.
Boom.
Cooper sank his head in defeat.
"That's what I'm talking about," Steve boomed.
The ball slowly bounced toward where Dontrell and Lionel were standing.
"You better hit the weights, Coop, because your game is weak," Steve bragged.
Lionel had seen guys like him all summer. Most of the time, he could beat them.
"All right, Morris, I gotta go. Good game," Cooper said, slapping Steve's hand. "I'll let you have this one. Come on, Des."
Desmond walked over and picked up the ball. He seemed insulted that his older brother lost. Then his eyes met Lionel's, and a smile spread across his face.
"Yo, Coop, this is the Lionel that Uncle Bruce was talking about," Desmond said. "I bet he could take Steve. I seen him play this summer. He's off the chain."
Steve turned and glanced at Lionel. So did Cooper.
"What you doing, Des? Why you starting trouble?"
Dontrell said, glaring at Desmond.
"Man, Coop, you got your little brother sending freshmen at me? That's messed up,"
Steve said, stepping closer and flexing his hands as if he was about to get into a fight. Lionel could feel Steve sizing him up.
"Hey, I didn't have anything to do with it. But if he wants to play you, that's up to him," Cooper said, nodding at Lionel. "I heard he's good, though."
"Come on, L, let's bounce. You don't want to mess with him,"
Dontrell whispered, putting himself between Lionel and the court.
"Coop, don't go getting him into trouble. He didn't do nothing," shouted the older girl. "Now, come on, we out of here."
"Hold up, Tara," Cooper said, turning to Lionel. "I got your back. He ain't gonna do nothing except play you. I'll make sure of that."
"Let's go," Dontrell urged. "That dude is trouble. I saw what he did to a freshman in gym class. You don't want any part of him."
Lionel knew he should walk away, but his feet wouldn't move. It was his chance to test himself against a varsity player, and there were girls watching. He didn't want to back down and look scared in front of them. Nearby, Tasha pointed her camera phone at him.
"Don't do this, L,"
Dontrell said, trying to hold him back, but Lionel shrugged him aside.
"What? You want some, little man?"
Steve said, holding his arms out.
"I hope you brought a change of clothes, because I'm going to wipe this court up with you."
The small crowd standing along the edge of the fence grew. Lionel heard murmurs and nervous laughter. His heart started to pound like a bass drum. He turned to Dontrell.
"Hold this for me," he said, handing Dontrell his English book.
"Oh, snap, you don't look scared to me, Steve," joked Cooper.
Lionel stepped through the gap in the fence and onto the blacktop. He glanced back and noticed the crowd outside of the court was growing. There might have been 10 or 15 people watching now. Even Tara had come to the edge of the fence to watch. All eyes were on him. Desmond tossed him the ball. Lionel bounced it down on the blacktop, checking its pressure and grip, listening to the tight pop, pop it made when it hit the asphalt. He felt the familiar rush he always got when he was about to play, the same electric focus that helped him blot out Mom's long absence and his troubles at school. When he played, the world was simpler, a war with an end and rules that made sense. And unlike anywhere else Lionel knew, it was a place where he had power.
"You ready to get school?" Steve mocked.
"We'll see," Lionel said, his fingers tingling. Lionel checked the ball hard against Steve and dribbled forward from midcourt. He went straight at him, testing him. Smack. Steve reached in and jabbed the ball free from Lionel's hands, but Lionel predicted the bounce and recovered the ball.
"That all you got?" asked one of Steve's friends in the crowd. "You're gonna own you in a minute, little man," someone else said.
"Come on, L," Desmond urged.
Lionel went to work then, bouncing the ball through his legs, dribbling on the left and then the right, darting forward and back. Steve guarded him carefully, adjusting quickly, faster than all the kids at Powell. But Steve was too aggressive. Lionel had an answer for that. Lionel faked forward, shifting to his right foot and motioning his right arm as if he'd continue straight to the basket. Steve took the bait, sliding to his right, but at the last instant, Lionel crossed over to his left. Steve tried to recover but lost his footing. He slipped back on his ankles and landed on his backside, straddling the foul line. Lionel pulled up with a clean look at the basket. He took a quick jump shot. Swoosh.
"Whoa!" the small crowd hooted and hollered.
Cooper doubled over in a fit of laughter as different voices shot insults at Steve.
"He just broke you down, Steve.
Steve, you better get an ashtray because you just got smoked.
You just got schooled by a freshman."
Steve glared at Lionel, jumping up from the blacktop and grabbing the ball as if it was a weapon. Lionel knew Steve was going to come back at him strong. He braced himself as Steve checked the ball hard into his chest.
"Easy, Morris," Cooper warned.
Steve dribbled right at him then. When Lionel had him stopped at the baseline, Steve pivoted, swinging his elbows wildly. Whack. Steve's elbow caught Lionel in the side of the jaw, snapping his head back and splitting his lip. Lionel spit blood as Steve slammed the ball behind him with a loud thunk.
"Whoops, my bad," Steve said with a smug grin.
Lionel's head rang from the impact. He could hear Dontrell yelling something in the distance. He wiped his lip and was about to shove Steve when Cooper darted in front of him, grabbing his arms and forcing him back.
"Man, why you always playing dirty, huh? He scored on you straight up. That don't give you the right to play rough."
"Get out of my face, Coop. I'm just teaching him, that's all. Maybe he'll join the basketball team this year. I want him to be ready," Steve said.
Just then, two school security guards in blue shirts walked up on the court, their radios crackling as if they were police officers. The small crowd immediately broke up as the guards approached.
"School's closed, which means these courts are closed too," one of them announced. "Everybody, go on home."
The other guard stared at Lionel's face.
"You okay, son?"
"Yeah, I'm fine," Lionel replied, swallowing a bit of his own blood.
Steve strolled away, not once looking back.